The other thing you talk about, and I've seen this in a few interviews, is your height being something you've almost contended with. And it's, you know, it's interesting because a lot of short men want to be tall men. And to hear a tall man say, speak as if he would rather be a little bit shorter is, is quite surprising.
Well, I'm 6'7", which is too much, is the truth. And, you know, it makes you extraordinary. Look, my eyesight is not, people can't see that. Right. Okay, so that's mine and that's internalized and, you know, I deal with that how I want to. My height is something that people can always see. And I find it fascinating, again, in this world of social media, when people talk about microaggressions and stuff that you must have seen your entire life, which is if you're different in any way, right, you're reminded of it nonstop. You know, mostly in a people that are not being cruel, sometimes they are. Now, I have a height, so I'm not being discriminated against because of my height, right? It's not, you know, it's not costing me anything. But I do know that every single day of my life, I'm reminded of it. Every single day, just nonstop. And so I know that to be a person of color, to be differently gendered, to be all of these things, I know that the microaggressions I get, you are getting nonstop every day of your life and in a much more harmful way. So I've always hopefully really, really understood the idea of microaggressions and that idea that, please, I hear this every single day. Even if you're trying to be kind, you know, if you see somebody is different, they do not need to be told. They do not need it pointed out every single day because everyone has told them their entire life that they're different. You know, and I know you're just thinking, yeah, but it's just me. You think, yeah, but it's just you and five other people every single day forever. And, you know, I've had that with my height forever and ever and ever and felt incredibly self-conscious. And most people are perfectly nice. Some people are horrible because some people, it's a really good radar for what people are like. I call it a C-word radar sometimes. This being different in any way, and which perhaps you'll agree with, which is so many people are sort of lovely and chat, but then, you know, a couple of times a day, there's just someone who wants to shout you out of a window or just wants to make you feel small. Ironically, you know, that's what they want to do. And you just think, why? What, someone's a bit different to you and you've got to shout something and make yourself feel a bit better, you know? And so being different in any way whatsoever, I think really teaches you about people and about the hate that's out there and about the unhappiness that's out there, because that's where it all comes from. And so being tall, yeah, has taught me about microaggressions and has made me try and fight for people who are different and has made me just say to people, if someone is different, right, just talk to them normally. You don't need to, we never had the word, but sometimes I'll sort of tweet something about, oh, I love this film, or I went to see this gig, or blah, blah, blah. And like 10 people go, oh, glad I wasn't behind you. And you know what? It's a perfectly harmless joke, right? Perfectly harmless. I get it. I understand why people do it. But I get it every single time someone does it. So just think for 1 second, has this guy ever heard this before? Has he heard this thing before? Is it a fun thing to say to him? Because to me, if I go to a gig or a cinema, it's a nightmare because I don't want to be in front of anyone. I go out of my way to be as far back as possible, which when you can't see means it's impossible. Or, you know, sit on the aisle in a cinema. Yeah, I take it seriously. And every single time they say it. Now, that's just a tiny example. But recently people have started saying, oh, you mustn't body shame. And I thought, well, that's interesting because body shaming is sort of something that, you know, certain people would say that, oh, that's what a snowflake, talking about body shaming. But actually, it really, I think, yeah. That's what you're doing. That's what people have done to me for the last 30 years. They body shame me. Like, because they've talked about my stature and I felt ashamed. That's body shaming. I mean, that's what that is. I would never have thought of it as that. I just was embarrassed. It just made me feel shy. It made me not want to go out. But it's body shaming. And actually having it named, you just think, oh, good for you. And it's the younger generation who do it. They're so great. And they just say, no, come on. That's body shaming. And you think, oh, that's such a lovely sort of thing to have in my armory. To kind of go, yeah, that's exactly what you're doing. And again, 90% of people, they mean nothing by it, and I get it, but it's just boring. And 10% of people, you just think, oh, you're very unpleasant.
I'm so glad to hear that because it's really changed my perspective. Because, and I mean, genuinely mean that. Like, I wouldn't sit here and just go, yeah, I agree. It's just, I genuinely have learned something.
Yeah.
And I think it's because of how I phrased the question at the start, in the sense that a lot of people feel a ton of shame for being slightly shorter, which is again, it's a point of being different. And I've never heard in my experience someone say, But it's completely right that wherever they go, they must be continually reminded of the fact that they're taller than everybody and how that might make them feel. Mm. When did that first start happening in your life?
Well, sort of in my teenage years, I was sort of very tall from about 17, probably. I was always tall, but kind of nice. Oh, you're the tallest in your class. And that's, you know, which is quite a fun thing to be, you know, and that's what you want. You want to be 6'2", right? That's what, you know, anyone who's 5'9 or 6'7", we all want to be 6'2". And yes, yeah, so sort of 17, 18. And when I was off to university, which again is very, you know, so I'm sort of this guy who is much too tall and is awkward about being tall, who can't see anything and who's quite an introvert anyway. And I sort of had this false self anyway from when he was 9 years old and his dad left and everything's okay. So there was a real sort of storm of things brewing there. As I say, all of which have brought me good things in the end. But, I think meant that, you know, I didn't live the life I should have done for many years because I was sort of hiding away from things. Some things I have to hide away from because with my eyesight, I just can't. It's not safe for me to do various things. And some things, just my height, and sort of think I'm going to look stupid. Oh, I'm going to look stupid going on a roller coaster thing. And also, what if my legs don't fit on that? And, you know, just silly little things. And, you know, the world is not shy in letting you know that you're weird, you know, that there's something weird about you. And certainly that's what I felt. I felt weird. And of course, as soon as you feel weird, you have to sort of, you know, you live with it and your behavior sort of changes and you kind of go, oh no, I am a weird person. So I have to hide that away or explain away why I'm weird. You know, I'm very grateful that the one thing I always had was I was good with words. I was able to put things into words. I was always able to make people laugh. And so for years, I've been able to paper over the cracks of all of that because I had all this stuff, but I knew that I could sit in a room and make people laugh. And I knew I could say the right things to people. And I got away with it for years and years and years, is the truth.